All right, we have a lot of news to break down. Just when I thought the files could not get any more disturbing, we now have a very serious allegation coming from an NPR investigation into Donald Trump's Department of Justice. This NPR investigation illustrates how Trump's DOJ surgically removed and held back dozens of files that accused Donald Trump of assaulting a minor. In fact, it was testimony from this minor on three different occasions going into detail about what happened with Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, and this minor. Now, the Department of Justice took it upon themselves to withhold that information. We have seen this happen multiple times. Last July, the FBI was sent to Winchester so they could redact Donald Trump's name in a surgical manner. We have seen over-redactions of the people who have perpetrated these crimes, and we have seen under-redactions of the people who the crimes were committed against, if you know what I'm saying. The DOJ is being sloppy, but not reckless. They're being intentionally sloppy because they know when to cover the names of these billionaires. That's why it's nice to see Thomas Massie on the floor just yesterday, listing off the names of people that need to be held accountable. He just listed off the name on the House floor, which is good. It's like that Lord of the Rings meme where Gimli says, "I never thought I'd be fighting side by side with an elf." I feel like I never thought I'd be fighting side by side with a Republican, but Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie were able to create a duo that was honestly pretty damn strong. They were also sitting next to each other at the State of the Union. I wonder if they're planning some sort of run together in 2028, a bipartisan ticket. But let's watch Thomas Massie on the House floor listing these names. This is so incredibly important. If you appreciate the work that we do on the Adam Mockler feed, the debates, the breaking news, and it would mean the world if you could drop the like. Thank you all, everybody who subscribes on a daily basis. We are going to beat MAGA media, and we're going to do it together. So subscribe below, and let's check this out.
Congress created the Department of Justice. Congress funds the Department of Justice. Yep. And Congress is responsible for the oversight of the Department of Justice. When will we see justice?
Yep.
I'll tell you what I've not seen. I've not seen any arrests from the revelations in the Epstein files, over 3 million documents describing horrible things, describing unspeakable things, much of it redacted. Over 24 people have resigned, CEOs, members of government worldwide. But I haven't seen any arrests or investigations here in the United States from this Department of Justice. Prince Andrew, Duke of York, who has since been stripped of his royal titles due to his affiliation with Jeffrey Epstein, has been arrested. Peter Mandelson, who previously served as UK's ambassador to the United States, resigned in disgrace from United Kingdom's House of Lords and the Labour Party, and he's been arrested.
Yep.
Former Prime Minister of Norway, Torbjørn Jagland, has been charged.
He's just listing out the names.
But we don't see any charges, arrests, or investigations in the United States. What do we see? We see our FBI director celebrating in the locker room at the Olympics overseas. It's fine to be proud of this country. But we should be proud of this country because we have a system of justice that works. And yet we do not. Who are the men that should be investigated? I'll name them right here. Leon Black.
He names all of them. Leon Black.
I'll name them right here. Leon Black. You don't even have to see past the redactions to see that this man needs to be investigated. Jess Staley, accused of terrible things. It's right there in the files. Why is he not being investigated? And Leslie Wexner.
Yep.
Why did the FBI list him as a co-conspirator in their own documents in a child sex trafficking case and then tell him, according to him, that they had no questions for him? Why is that? Well, the Epstein Files Transparency Act requires the DOJ and the FBI to disclose to us their internal memos and emails about how they made those decisions, whether to prosecute or not prosecute. Yet they have not delivered those memos.
Very well said from Thomas Massie, who named a few of them. Leslie Wexner, Leon Black, just listing them out. I want to go over to the MS Now segment where they talk about the files that were withheld, but I really quickly think it's very important to point out that the Republicans in Congress are currently covering up another case of sexual coercion right now. Now, Thomas Massie called it out, which is great. A lot of other Republicans have been speaking up, but Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has been quiet about Representative Tony Gonzalez, a Republican from Texas. I said, a Republican congressman used his power to pressure his aide into sending explicit photos. She said no, and he continued to push. She later committed suicide. Speaker Mike Johnson is now downplaying the situation because it threatens his majority in Congress. Did we learn nothing from the Epstein files cover-up? We are no longer in the era where rich and powerful men can get away with covering up for other rich and powerful men. We need consequences for the Epstein administration now, including Lutnick, Leslie Wexner, Gonzalez, and many, many more. Here's MSNBC breaking down what happened.
Lisa, you got this reporting. Walk us through it.
Well, Anna, one of the things I can tell you is that based on documents that are available in the Epstein files, and we're just going to hold up to you what allowed us to get to this reporting. This is an index of witness statements from people who were not expected to testify at Ghislaine Maxwell's trial, but whose statements were nonetheless produced to her defense counsel in the run-up to her 2021 trial. We also have a smaller one with respect to those who were expected to testify. And based on those indices, as well as documents available in the file, MS Now can report that there is at least one witness for whom three interviews with the FBI in rapid succession in 2019 are missing. Wow. You might say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, the big deal about that is that we can also confirm that that woman is the same person who in a 2025 FBI presentation is identified to have accused Donald Trump of a sexual assault when she was between 13 and 15 years old. We know that based on a human source who has confirmed to us that this woman is one and the same.
Okay, pause. I want to show you a clip of Donald Trump that is currently going viral that kind of corresponds perfectly with this allegation. In a disturbing resurfaced 2006 audio clip, Donald Trump says he has no age limit for sleeping with girls and then says maybe it's 12 years old.
What is the best thing about being Donald Trump right now?
Well, other than the fact I'm married, okay?
Right.
And I'm very happily married. I have a great wife. But if I weren't married, I'd be able to get all of the girls I want. Except for possibly Robin.
Do you think you could now be banging 24-year-olds?
Oh, absolutely. Would I have
you,
no trouble.
Would you do it?
I have no problem.
Yeah, do you have an age limit, or would you...
No, I have no age. I mean, I have an age limit. I don't want to be
the
like
upper
the
bracket,
Congressman
yeah.
Foley with, you know, 12-year-olds.
Can I make a prediction for you?
Yes.
I say you have one more marriage in you.
He said he has no age limit, and then he walked it back and said maybe 12 years old is where he'll cut it off. Remember, in this clip, they just said that it was a 13 to 15-year-old.
15 years old. We know that based on a human source who has confirmed to us that this woman is one and the same. So I want to make this very clear. There is a woman who, according to the FBI and documents compiled last summer, accused Donald Trump of sexually assaulting and physically abusing her. One of the things in her accusation is that in addition to forcing her to perform oral sex, he also hit her in that same episode. We have now connected that woman to someone who was interviewed by the FBI four times in 2019. Of those four interview memoranda, which are listed in this index that I'm holding up right here, only one of them can be seen. And in that interview, the accusations against Trump are not present. At the most, she says that she had met Trump on one occasion without detailing it. And when asked how she understood that Epstein was a person who committed abuse against her, she showed FBI agents a picture that she had been sent by a friend. It was a picture that she was reluctant to share with FBI agents because there was somebody else in the photograph. It turned out to be, according to this interview memo, a well-known photograph of Epstein and Trump together. She said that she was reluctant to show them the full image, lest she incriminate someone that she feared could retaliate against her. That's all that we know from what's publicly available in the files. But we know that this woman had other accusations against Trump.
There were reports of intimidation against some sort of witness, so this could be the person.
Where they are listed or where they've been memorialized, we're not sure, but we can tell you and our viewers that there are three other interview memoranda taken by the FBI that are not present anywhere in the Epstein files. And this is a problem that we expect may have recurred with dozens of other witnesses whose files may not have been produced in their totality. Again, this index gives a unique numerical identifier to more than 500 witnesses and lists in numerical order the kinds of documents from which their statements were taken, everything from FBI interview memos to Palm Beach police incident reports.
Wild, and NPR found the same thing. The Justice Department has withheld some Epstein files related to allegations that President Trump sexually abused a minor, an NPR investigation finds. It also removed some documents from the public database where accusations against Jeffrey Epstein also mention Trump. Some files have not been made public despite a law mandating their release. We will continue to demand accountability every single day for the Epstein class, for Tony Gonzalez, that Republican representative whose aide killed herself tragically. We will continue to double down. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.